This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Your favorite restaurants may be closing for a week. This comes as St. Louis's Hispanic population protests President Donald Trump's efforts to mass deport undocumented immigrants.
Yeah, did it work? Certainly been a lot of news lately about people in the communities here who are illegal, worried about ICE showing up for sure. We've got Missouri Senator David Gregory on the line with us right now. And Senator, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, you know, we had you on once before talking about the bill that you had filed. I believe it's Senate Bill 872 that would make illegals illegal in Missouri, correct?
That's right. That's right. Senate Bill 72, it's getting a lot of steam. And it makes it felony trespassing to be here in Missouri, which is what we need. We need a state crime to allow our local and state police to make the arrest.
Yeah. So, I mean, how big of a change is that to state law? Are you getting ground? I mean, has it been assigned to a committee? Are you going to get a hearing on this or not?
Yeah. We've already had a hearing, got a tremendous amount of support, and is actually gaining support across the entire country. I'm having legislators and leaders, even, you know, district attorneys and prosecutors across the country reaching out, asking me about the bill. And we're seeing efforts across the country to duplicate it, because what it is just a state ICE program. That's really all it is. Right now, we just rely entirely on the federal government. And we saw what a problem that was under the Biden administration. And so that's how this was founded. We were going to create our own ICE-like program to make sure that not only do we follow the constitutional provisions of arresting an illegal immigrant, but that we have the authority to do it.
Yeah. You heard that soundbite in the beginning leading into your interview, you know, talking about, you know, these Mexican restaurants that are kind of closing in solidarity because of what's going on. And this comes after ICE went into the El Magway in O'Fallon, Missouri, not too long ago, but let the employees go after taking him into custody for, I don't even think, a day. What do you make of all of this? Because you hear a lot of fear-mongering that's being thrown around right now.
Yeah, you know, first off, anyone's First Amendment right to protest, I'm going to support. Obviously, I don't support the cause they're protesting, but I think it's a wonderful thing, and I think it's exactly why this country is one of the greatest countries, is the greatest country in the entire world. So I'm okay there, but what's sad is that people are misunderstanding, right? It's not okay for people to come here illegally, to sneak through the mountains of Arizona, come in with who knows what's on them or what they're trafficking, and then to say, well, you've been here for a year, you should be able to stay. That's crazy. That type of illegal immigration, it undermines everything we're about. It causes problems for our safety. And I can tell you, I am so thankful for President Trump doing what he's doing.
So I'm a little confused with the bills that you've introduced. You've introduced two different bills on illegals. Is that correct? Because one of them included the bounty hunter aspect.
Yeah, so generally it's a strategy in the legislature, if you have a complicated issue, to bifurcate it, to separate it so they can both get the attention it needs to really make it perfect. I didn't anticipate this type of national, even international attention. So I ended up rolling them both into one to make sure that the public is very clear on my intentions.
Got it. All right. Well, good. Well, I mean, do you expect a floor vote on it? Do you have any kind of support from Senate leadership at this point?
I expect it to continue down the process, and we're going to see our Republicans here. They're strong. They're not going to let the left media lies sway them. But at the same time, they're sharp. They're asking good questions and making sure the constitutional provisions are in there. The bounty hunter program has been so misunderstood. People think that means there's a bounty out there and that bounty hunters can just show up and demand papers and kick in doors. That's incorrect. That is illegal now and is constitutionally illegal even under my bill. The only thing bounty hunters do is effect an arrest only after a warrant's issued to the Department of Public Safety and a judge. So that's not what's happening here. It can't happen, even if I wanted it to, which I don't. And that's the left lies that they're trying to fearmonger to get people rallied against it.
One of the other bills I believe that you are proposing backing relates to these bathrooms in some of these schools. And we've seen, I think it was the St. Charles County, one of those areas, one of the high schools has just implemented a unisex bathroom, which understandably parents are very frustrated about. What would your bill specifically do?
Yeah, I mean, it's prohibited. So that we need state leadership on this issue. This left wing crazy ideologies have got to go. We're certainly not seeing at the local level strong leadership. And so it's time we step up as a state and end this. And so if there's anyone who's uncomfortable for whatever reason or whatever they feel, whatever their gender is, my bill does have an out where there can be a single bathroom for anyone to use. Other than that, it is a male or a female only bathroom.
Yeah, I love that. Have you heard from any school boards on this? Because, you know, I know in Francis Howe, for example, the board was a little hesitant to pass a law rule on the bathrooms out of fear that they might be individually sued. If you guys can get this passed at a statewide level, it relieves them of that fear.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right. And our school boards, they're beholden. I mean, they're very scared of the loud left. And that's another change I propose filing to shift the local elections to either an August or November ballot to make sure that all of our voices are heard in every district.
I love that. I do. You know, on the issue of taxes, I know Governor Kehoe, I think, was in town yesterday here in St. Louis. He seems to be giving full-throated support to eliminating the state income tax. I know you've got a bill also concerning the property tax, don't you?
Yes. The property taxes are always out of control, thanks to what we've seen lately. But yeah, income taxes, we've got to eliminate the income tax. We've got to get competitive with several other states, all of which are growing, that have no income tax. We've got to get competitive in my bill is my income tax cut bill is actually prioritizing. So as we phase into this no income tax, I believe that we should start prioritizing the type of workers that we want to recruit and retain to Missouri. Police are obviously a huge one, fire, a big one. But, you know, laborers, we want hardworking laborers. Teachers are the first to receive no income tax cuts. So that's what my bill seeks to do, is to prioritize those workers we need as we move to a complete phase out of the
wow. Yeah. And where do you see that income? How's that income replaced? Statewide sales tax?
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, right now, the problem we have is that we are so inefficient and there's so much waste. It's already there. And okay. I told people this. I audited the Department of Revenue. I found 42% waste. 42%. Now scale 42% savings across a $50 billion budget. The money's there. We have it. We can cut taxes and still have money left over to spend on the programs we want.
Wow. So do you imagine this getting done in some form this session?
Yeah. I mean, when you've got a governor like Mike Kehoe, I mean, he is special. Not only is he smooth and likable, but he's so good at building relationships. He's been there a long time. He's the kind of guy that can just rally support. I see him getting a lot more done much sooner than we've really ever seen. It's exciting. The sentiment in the Senate is exciting. And when you've got a guy like Mike Kehoe at the head of it, pushing these types of initiatives, they're going to go. They could go this year, and if not, I could see it next year. They're going to go much faster than I think anyone else could push.
Well, that's good news. Senator Gregory, we appreciate your time, sir. Thanks.
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Senator David Gregory there from District 15, Senate District 15. Hey, I'll be the first to admit, nothing would make me happier, right? Because I said all along, as much as I liked Mike Parson, and I did, as a person, he's just a great guy. But he wasn't proactive going over there to the Senate and knocking on doors and trying to whip up support for things he supported. And that's what I wanted in a governor, somebody more like a Ron DeSantis. So mm-hmm. if David is correct, maybe Mike Kehoe will show us a little bit of that here.
I have to admit, I don't think I was as excited when Kehoe was elected. I wanted Bill Igel. I felt like he was the disruptor that we needed in Jefferson City. But you know, I do believe David Gregory is a true conservative. So it's actually encouraging to hear from someone like him, you know, who's speaking very highly of Kehoe and feels confident that he will be the person who will help get some of these across the finish line. And I hope that that's the sentiment that the people there in Jeff City, the lawmakers, are feeling, both on the House and the Senate side.
If there's 40% waste down there, then we can also get rid of the personal property tax while we're at it. And when I say that, I hear the local muni boards starting to have a little bit of a seizure. But then we can absolutely do it. If there's a will, there's a way. Let's hope Governor Kehoe and the legislature could get that done.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.